For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, welcome in here on a Toxic Tuesday in the nation here on your home of the Cowboys, home of your Texas Rangers. Pregame tonight coming up at 8:30. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion, getting set for draft coverage. Now just 2 days and 4 hours away. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup here, Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's set to go 5 flawless. Wolchuk is here. Chiofalo has an entire sick home that he is dealing with.
Oof, so rough.
Send that man some love on social. Let him know that he's missed. He'll be back when he can. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us on Twitch and YouTube. Gentlemen, you having a good day? Everything going good for you? Everything?
Incredible. An incredible day. A lot of pep in the step after what happened last night with our Dallas Stars. Nothing like a Game 2 overtime thriller. Would have liked it to maybe finish an hour earlier.
That would have
been nice.
Yeah.
But, hey, come away with a victory. It was amazing. Jamie Benn, the captain, I think, set the tone. One of his best postseason performances. I know he's not going to necessarily show up on the point sheet. But yeah. I thought he was brilliant with the physicality he played with. And we got the draft, man. We already knocked out a draft show this morning. There's tons of great draft buzz going around. I mean, this is the best.
Yeah, and Jerry said some stuff at the presser today and then afterwards that has set off sort of an excitement around. Now, Jerry might be reading the room and saying, hey, let's create this out of nothing. Could be it. Or maybe the Cowboys, you know, are looking to make some trades, and that would make sense because when you're trading, you can bring in players that aren't necessarily making big bucks yet, could still be on their rookie contract, so they could fit sort of your salary cap approach and make you significantly better at the same time. You know, and that's going to be fun to talk about and speculate upon here over the next 5 hours or so. The draft, obviously a huge focus for us, and round one on Thursday, pick in 12, then round two and three on Friday night is going to be huge. But everything's going my way today, guys. You know, I think it's not only the Stars victory and the Rangers getting set to take on the A's, Cowboys draft excitement is there, but I was in the pool earlier today, or I wasn't in the pool myself. I was outside the pool because it's still too cold for me, but you know how kids are. They don't care. They will shiver through a day at the pool just because it's so damn exciting for them. So Remy's in there with their little puddle jumper and doing cannonballs and stuff. But we're starting to get an outbreak of the bees here. It was in the 80s. The bees are breaking out. So I decided to sweep the eaves, you know, underneath your gutters by the windows and everything. That's where they like to make these little mud forts and these little honeycomb forts here. And you got bees everywhere. So I'm poking those with the pool pole. You know, the pool that's got the net and the brush and stuff on it. Well, you can take that off. Now you got a pretty good way of getting up there into those eaves. And I missed one, right? And he doubles back on me and comes down. I drop down like I'm a dang Sith Lord, grab that pole in the middle, and start spinning it. And I hit that thing like I was one of the Bash Brothers, dude. I connect on him. He's like out in the middle of the backyard by the time he was done. So that just kind of, you know, gives you, I think, ample appreciation and context for how I'm firing today. All eight cylinders.
There we go. That's a part. That's a hell of a way.
You're bashing bees.
Holy cow, dude!
They're our friends. You know that, right? People tell you, "Oh, the bees will never sting us."
That's right. You know, and I think that does apply to some of them.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like that too. But at the same time, it's like, there's a damn bee. And he has a stinger, and I'm over here shirtless, and he's.
There's lots of bees out there. You know. Yes. All that I ask is that you don't set up right next to me. And I think those ones that make the mud holes that they live in,
those dirt daubers?
Yes.
Yeah. No, those are dangerous.
Yeah, those are just like,
they swell you up.
The devil incarnated by a bug. They even look evil. And I just don't think they're doing any good for the ecosystem and, you know, taking out a few here and there. But when you catch something flush like that, it's like a 320-yard drive, Brian. You know, there was the faint echo off the aluminum pole. Ping.
Yeah.
It's like hitting a fly with that little salt gun.
Oh, yes. He had a pretty good eye there to do that. Yeah.
So good, man. A lot of sports to talk about today, though, and including this Cowboys presser. Jerry Jones said the Cowboys working on pretty substantive trades regarding players before the draft. He said they're taking calls on them now, but offered no other specifics. I think he did this in the walk-off because he realized that presser was like the biggest nothing burger Jones boy presser we've ever experienced. It was actually like they were a professional football team. Like, no, we're not coming out here to drop Easter eggs and do hype.
Yeah.
And maybe Jerry was feeling regret, so there in the walk-off, he drops this bomb on us that they're working on pretty substantive trades, Brian. I like it.
Yeah, when you start to talk about substantive trades, there's several players that fit in that category.
That's got to be starter.
Yeah, no. And we're talking to guys like, and I asked the Gang of Seven this, and several of them got back with me on this. We talked about Jameson Williams from the Detroit Lions, the wide receiver.
1,000 yards last year.
Yeah, you can have him for a third-round pick, from what I understand, with there. So
he's due for a contract.
Last
year of his rookie deal.
Substance, Jaire Alexander, Green Bay, cornerback. That would be a very substantive.
Is he still good?
I'm just telling you the names right now. I mean,
he's just been unavailable. He's been super hurt, but when he plays, he's good.
The thing is, I just was watching today because I went back and watching Gilmore just to try and to get an idea. But I'm just giving you the names that these guys are giving me for substance guys. Jalen Ramsey is another one that the people are talking about. That Travis Etienne, that running back, is a name that they've mentioned. Rashidi White is another name that they mentioned as
running back with the Bucks.
And then the wide receiver Pickens from the Steelers.
Yeah, I've seen the Steelers maybe being interested there.
So these are, when I ask for substance trade names, that's what my Gang of Seven guys. So if Jerry's giving it that category, that's kind of what the league feels like, that, okay, these are guys that fit into that role.
One that probably gets me the most excited would be Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. Otherwise, like the running back, I don't really get why you trade for a running back in this year's class. I think you draft a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Jameson Williams would be fun. You are going to have to probably give him a contract. And the same thing would be with George Pickens. I kind of would like to stay as far away from George Pickens as possible. The word out of Pittsburgh is not great with him, but he is a very talented player. And then Jaire Alexander, I mean, the only problem is, and it is a big problem, he's played 14 games the last 2 years. So he's just not really been healthy, but he is a guy that is a good player, and that's probably why he's available, because he's just been hurt and unavailable.
All those guys seems like they would be upgrades of what the Cowboys have currently. And I just wonder how much money they're looking to spend. I think Jameson Williams is at least a $20 million free agent, maybe $25 million APY. Jalen Ramsey last year was still a top 10 corner by the analytics ranking systems. You know, he's not going to come cheap. I just wonder if this means that the Cowboys have an appetite for spending, if they can trade for a guy who's, you know, in the second half of his contract, it's not market setting type of money, but he's a good player. That's what they did in acquiring Gilmore and Cooks a couple of years ago, acquiring veterans who are in the back half of their contracts, and now it's a fraction of what market value would be if they're free agents. And you know, that would be exciting. You know, we're looking for something, I guess, you know, running back and wide receiver instead of drafting. If you're going and trying to get a veteran, that means we're trying to win now. We're trying to go back and win this division. And I know at the start of free agency, it didn't look like the Cowboys were going to do that. But by the time free agency was done, they had done quite a bit. Yeah. If they would continue this for trades for veterans, how much more optimistic about, you know, 2025 would you be if they got like one player out of that group?
Yeah, if you pair that with a trade that is a difference maker and then you also nail the draft, you absolutely can put yourself back into contention. We talked about that on Draft 101 the other night. I mean, I referenced a Saints team. Now, this is probably 8 years ago now, 9 years ago now, but they nailed a draft where they take Ryan Ramczyk, who just recently retired in the first round. He was a stud. They get Marcus Williams, who was an amazing safety for them, Alvin Kamara, and they were a 500 football team for like 3 years straight with Drew Brees. And then, boom, they put themselves right in the conference championship game or close to it, right? And they're one of the best teams in the NFC. So, yeah, we've seen what Philadelphia last year
with
the secondary, they completely remade their defense. So
they were so bad down the
definitely
stretch.
Definitely possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. People were talking Stephon Gilmore because apparently he was up at the start today, but Ian Rappaport reported about an hour ago now that it's not going to be Gilmore. But Jerry again saying two things could happen either before or after the draft. When I first saw that, I thought maybe they were looking at trading their own players away for additional draft picks, you know, and I was starting to think like, you know, who could they trade away? But you think this is more trading for players from other teams?
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I asked Todd Archer this question too, cause he was there cause he's the one who we saw his tweet. So I said, hey, is this about going out and getting somebody else's guys or trading your own guys? He says, A, it's not about trading Micah. That wouldn't be, he says, that's not what it's about. He said, it could be a little bit of both, but I got the feeling that it's more about trying to go get somebody else's guys is what I'm looking at right here.
Well, that would be fun. What's the text saying here? Ramsey and Etienne are the names most likely. I don't know if you were planning on making a trade for Travis Etienne, why you have already went and got the two guys that you did already. That seems busy for, you know, a collection of guys that are either washed up or injured.
Tell you what, I would take his brother. I would draft Trevor.
Georgia kid.
I'd draft Trevor in a heartbeat. And, you know, if you're starting to talk about potentially guys that are fourth round grades that might end up in day three, in that mode right there, I would absolutely consider his brother. His brother's an extremely tough runner, great between the tackles, can bounce it outside. He catches the ball well. He's a willing blocker. There's a lot of things to like there about Trevor Etienne.
Okay, Blackwell with a follow-up game winner last night, and now we have hope for this North Texas sports spring once again. It seems as if it's been on a downward spiral since the first weekend in February. But what an incredible game. Sagan getting a goal. Otter was great, keeping him in it in the second period under heavy fire. Mm-hmm. To Donoff with the equalizer, and you kill a penalty in the last 90 seconds of the game and to open up overtime. You nearly win it early, 18 minutes or so in, you get it. And now, Wolchuk, the news that Miro is on the trip. You think he's going to play game three?
I'm optimistic that he will. I don't think that he's going on the trip if they don't think he's going to be available to play in one of these games. And I do think he's been skating. He's been trending in the right direction. I think they're going to give him a go in game three. They need to steal one of these games back. And he's going to be a huge difference maker. Because you did get to see like Bischel and Petrovic. I thought they got better as the game went along. Labushkin had a couple of good poke checks as well. I thought Mikko Rantanen offensively, of course, he hasn't been as good as we wanted him to, but defensively he made some big plays in that third period. This team could have folded. I thought they might. At the end of the second period, they get two back-to-back power plays, and then they don't do anything on the second one. Logan O'Connor comes right down the ice and buries one to put the Avs back up 3-2, and they come out firing in the third period. So Otter, to your point, was brilliant. He flashed the glove all night long. They got a shot here. And you're right, Brian. I mean, Colorado's a tough place to play.
I think it's more because, you know, you look at the altitude problems and stuff like that that teams deal with. I just feel like there's some really good teams that have home records here. You know, Carolina's got a great home record. Tampa's got a great home record. it's just a difficult place for the Stars to play. And you're right. They find a way, you know, the last year to win a game. You just don't know with like teams from, you know, year to year how they're going to play. But I just think at Colorado, it's just that altitude, the crowd, the team, their lineup. I think it makes it really, really difficult for you to have to deal with that. I wouldn't be surprised if Miro, if they kind of, they sat him in game three to get him acclimated, just to kind of get him back in. He's on the trip. You get him in the routine and then play him in game four.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's back for one of these two for sure.
Yeah. I think it, you know, yeah. Do you need to find a way to win one of these? Absolutely. You do. You know, you can't come back to Dallas, you know, with this thing being 3-1.
I mean, the decision-making as turnovers are an issue. I think maybe you fix physicality. You match them in hits last night. But Miro is so important for the transition, the attack. And if he could play in game three, I want to get him out there and knock rust off. And, you know, then we can go into game four knowing what we have in Miro. How many minutes can we play him? Obviously not 25 plus, but the more the merrier. And there could be a real, you know, rust situation where one game where you get out there and adjust to the speed. Game three, I don't know if you can get out there and do that. Maybe you're still a liability, you know, as you're trying to readjust to the game speed. I need to know that we can get as close to a possible game four. That's if Miro's correct. You know, I'm not trying to rush anybody back and have an injury situation exacerbate it and make it worse. But if, especially if I'm the player right now, I'm Miro, I'm doing everything in my power because I felt like last night bought us time. But if I can't play in either one of those games, we're coming back down 3-1. I agree with Brian. You're not winning in Colorado with the team that we've seen so far. Tonight, probably the closest thing the Mavs will get to a playoff game for a while as Luka and the Lakers host the T-Wolves. I know a lot of people are tuning in for this. Somehow LA is a 5-point favorite. It seems to me like a sucker's bet.
Desperate team theory again, probably. Yeah.
I think Minnesota just has so much quality size. Naz Reid, Julius Randle, Gobert. I could see the Lakers absolutely getting swept out of this and then a retooling in the offseason to bring them the kind of bigs that Luke is going to need, I think, to go on the kind of runs that they probably will, you know. Okay, NFL Draft Big Board Report. We're talking draft with you coming up at 2:40. The top 10 is next. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Well, we've got the top 10 Jack Nicholson movies in honor of his 88th birthday. He's got quite the collection. And how's the league insider seeing the top 10 of the draft going? Can this player fall?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fall to Dallas. That's next.
All right. Welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. You should never run out of pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
All right, we will get to the top 10 Jack Nicholson movies in just a moment. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite Jack Nicholson film? As he's 88 years old today, and he's been doing it for a long time and has produced some very, very memorable roles and some great films. We do have the draft, and I think our coverage second to none, highlighted, of course, by the Godfather himself, the one and only Brian Broaddus. And we're getting closer and closer to that. I saw The Athletic put out their insiders mock draft. And they literally did it up until the Cowboys pick at number 12. And the question is, can Teteroa McMillan make it to the Cowboys at pick number 12? I think that would be the target. I think that's who the Cowboys would like. But I don't know if he's going to make it there. So they've got Cam Ward, the quarterback of Miami, going to the Tennessee Titans at 1. They've got Travis Hunter to the Browns at 2. We feel like that's probably likely. Giants taking Abdul Carter at 3. Saw some rumors that, hey, they're interested in doing that, and then they could look to trade Kayvon Thibodeau, which is fascinating. Maybe he's another guy that could be out there as a potential trade target for some teams. The Patriots taking Will Campbell, the offensive tackle out of LSU. Mm-hmm. Saw Rich Eisen yesterday on his show saying that they're enamored with Will Campbell. Maybe that is indeed the pick there at 4. They don't have Jenty going 5, which I do think Jenty is likely to go 5.
Yeah.
You've been on that. Mm-hmm. Schefter said he doesn't believe they're taking Mason Graham, but the insiders here are still putting Graham there to the Jags. Jenty then going to the Raiders. Could those possibly just be flipped?
I think there's a real possibility. I think they really do like Graham. They in Jacksonville. They are now trying their best. Brian Thomas, they think, is going to be a star at receiver. And so they're looking at it as, okay, we got a Brian Thomas, you add Ashton Jeanty, that helps their quarterback. That seems to be the focus of the new regime that's there. You know, what defensive player does it help the quarterback? No, not really. But the guys, I said this yesterday, guys that score touchdowns. You know, that's kind of where Jacksonville's thinking right now. I would be willing to bet that he is going to be there. I mean, I'm willing to bet that Jacksonville takes him at 5.
And then I guess the hope would be the Raiders take Mason Graham, because that could be a scary place where maybe they'd take Teteroa McMillan,
right,
if Jenty's gone.
Yeah.
But at 7, Armon Membu, the offensive tackle out of Mizzou, goes to the Jets. A lot of offensive tackle momentum right now to go into the top 10. Jalen Walker, I know you're a fan of. Gavin, the edge from Georgia, goes to the Panthers. That seems like a lock right now, unless the Panthers surprise us. I think they're very interested.
New Orleans is in on Walker. Him, too, by the way.
So if he slips past 8, maybe New Orleans just takes him at 9.
There's all my guys in the league are saying, hey, keep an eye on New Orleans. If Walker gets past Carolina, that New Orleans is in on this one.
Here the Saints go Tyler Warren, the tight end at a Penn State, which I know the Bears could be interested in as well. So then they take Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Ohio State. So 3 offensive tackles going in the top 10, which would leave then San Francisco on the clock at 11 with Teteroa McMillan still there. Where do they end up going? I don't know. Could they take Teteroa McMillan? That's possible. Davante Adams said they lowballed him for an offer this offseason, so they might still be hunting a wide receiver. But in this version, there is a chance Ted McMillan still can get to you at 12, and that's really kind of where I'm sitting and hoping happens for the Cowboys. The draft guys can shine down on you because I think he's the pick. He's on the clock at 12. I think that is the direction the Cowboys go. If he's not, then we can have a conversation about a variety of different players.
Yeah, I know in the this morning on the draft show, I tried to pick what I think they would do if in fact that McMillan was off that board. And I have questions about, you know, I think they like Golden. I really, really do. I have questions like, do they have defensive players above him? And do they potentially have Ibuka above him?
Yeah, you know, I advocated for Ibuka today.
So that I think there's a lot of things that are kind of circling. If McMillan's not there, then you're gonna see it's gonna be interesting because I know in our little mock draft, the three round mock that we did, I picked Will Johnson there, the corner from Michigan. Yeah, because again, I did what I thought they would do, not what I would do.
Well, and Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, who also works with Jory Epstein, who is a friend of the show, he also noted that if Ted Roe and McMillan comes off the board before the Cowboys pick at 12, we'll end up seeing the Cowboys then choose between the two wide receivers, Matthew Golden of Texas, Emeka Egbuka out of Ohio State. I would personally go Egbuka, but wouldn't have a problem with Golden unless there's a corner available that Dallas has higher on the board.
There you go.
And that very well Charles could be got, Will Johnson.
I think Charles has got this. I think he's pretty got this pretty wired right now. That's one of the reasons why I started going through all the scenarios where McMillan is not there. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, now tell me how they're, you know, try and project their stack. And when I talk about the stack, it's from players say they have 150 names on their board from player one to 150. That's what they go off of to be able to kind of, when Jerry, they talk about discussions and things and names are going to be brought up, but then everybody says, Jerry, hey, Zach Martin is our next player on our stack. Let's not talk about Johnny Manziel anymore.
All right, let's slide into the top 10, shall we? Top 10 Jack Nicholson movies of all time on his 88th birthday. Happy birthday to him. Also, happy birthday
Legend.
To our former teammate, Reginald Atatula. Yeah.
Still stealing girlfriends in Hollywood, probably.
Oh, I believe it. I think that he probably
is. My man looks kind of beat up.
One of my favorites.
Oh, that's the greatest look of his. His hair's looking all nuts. He's got a big, fat, hairy belly.
Yeah.
He's sitting on a boat eating a big, sloppy sandwich. And then you zoom out, and there's like eight girls around him. You're like, God, dog it, man.
He's got it.
Looking ridiculous.
Looking
shipwrecked.
Yeah. I can see.
Straight off Castaway.
Who told the great story? Was it David Spade, I think? Or it was one of those little guys.
One of those
little dudes.
And he was like, yeah, you know, who was the other one? I forget. Dana Carvey. I don't know. But he's like, my girlfriend was like, oh, Jack, he's so disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, as soon as I hear a woman say that about Jack, I know it's over.
Yeah. Oh, I hate him. Yeah. Sure, yeah. You do. Yeah.
Sure.
Sure you do.
Yeah. Sure.
My old wife hated me, too. I tell you what.
I think one of his more underrated movies is Something's Gotta Give, which is a rom-com. But I think that he was just playing himself in that movie. Like, he's just dating a bunch of young women and just being goofy as hell. And then he ends up having a heart attack while in the act. And then he ends up getting stuck at this girl that he was dating's house with the mom. Then him and the mom end up having a relationship. But it's hilarious. Wow. I mean, he's fantastic in the movie.
Quite a Romeo.
Iconic face, too. Like, he can make great t-shirts. It's just his face alone.
Yeah.
Nice posters and stuff when you're in college.
The Shining.
Yeah. Gosh. Great face.
Crazy face.
I mean, as the Joker's come in quite a bit.
That's why I was introduced to Jack Nicholson right there. The Joker, 1989. Will always play a nice spot in my heart.
He was brilliant.
Chinatown for me.
He really was brilliant. Oh, Chinatown was the first one. That's going to be high on the list here. Yeah. Batman and the Departed from the 214.
Departed.
Wolf from the 469. Anger Management is getting quite a lot of love. I think that was
Sandler.
Yeah, him and Adam Sandler. That's on the list. That's an honorable mention down here.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on this list.
Say, man. That's on my list right there.
I'm going back to all my 1970s movies is what I'm
absolutely. My favorite.
That's one of the movies we used to watch in the Navy.
Yeah.
Back to back. Then it was actually three movies we watched. Yeah. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Life. I won't name the third one.
Life.
It's embarrassing now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Didn't age well.
Yeah, it's great, but it's just embarrassing that a whole bunch of men were watching that movie.
Yeah.
We was, wait, you started the movie without us, bro?
Other honorable mentions, we've got The Witches of Eastwick.
I haven't seen a lot of these.
Hoffa.
Oh, my Hoffa's God.
He's excellent. It's Jimmy Hoffa.
God.
He's excellent, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. Sounds good.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
About Schmidt is an honorable mention.
Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like the guy he is now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of those Alexander Payne movies. And he's just very narrative-driven.
Yeah.
Like the dialogue is really what it's all about. So some people, they find those.
Easy Rider on this list.
Oh, my God.
Easy Rider?
That's top five.
I'm just remembering all my, all my 70s movies.
That's when he was really in his, he was in his baggage then and there. Yeah.
He was. They were, yeah.
Ooh, Mars Attacks. I forgot he was in Mars Attacks. Somebody texted that in for the 972. Mars Attacks is awesome. That is an underrated movie.
Full of celebrities.
So good. The Bucket List comes in at 12 with Morgan Freeman.
That's pretty good.
The Last Detail with Randy Quaid comes in at number 11. Just on the outside looking in of his top 10. Here are the top 10 Jack Nicholson.
Oh, The Last Detail, the Navy movie. I've seen that one. That was good, too.
Another Navy movie, A Few Good Men.
Yep. Oh, A Few Good Men is outstanding.
Yeah.
Got to be number one.
Terms of Endearment comes in at number 10.
That's the one Lucius and them were watching.
That's kind of another romantic one, huh?
That's what they were watching. Am I right, Lucius? Was that the one?
No, man.
Heart-rendering drama.
As good as it gets.
it wasn't even a Jack movie. It's a weird pause. It was a strange movie.
We got to know now.
I mean, it's a great movie. It's a lot of dancing in it, but I can't believe it was...
Dirty Dancing?
And then we were like...
Flash dance.
Lifting each other
up. You got served. Oh, man, you got... Hey, Sterling, you got served, bro. Come on down here, now. Come on. Next thing you know, the movie's over with this dude with their shirts off dancing in the barracks. Oh, my gosh.
And 817, we got G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30 today. So 5:30 is your new home.
Yes, sir.
G-Bag of the Day.
5:30.
Number 9 is Five Easy Pieces, which I've never even heard of.
Is that like a cowboy movie?
Back in 1970.
Yeah, I didn't remember that one.
Robert Dupia? Blue-collar worker dealing with an existential crisis amidst the backdrop of chaotic family life.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's kind of the story of men.
Yeah.
Easy Rider coming in at 8.
There we go. Good one.
Batman at number 7. A little low. A little low, I think. But he comes in at number 7.
You would hit a guy with glasses, would you?
Would you? No, and him dancing in that. He is great.
Yeah, he's great.
And he did Warren Heath.
He was an artist.
He did. 6 is The Departed.
Yeah.
Also a little low. 5, As Good As It Gets. Talon Hunt and Greg Kinnear.
Cute little dog in that movie, too.
4 is A Few Good Men. Not number 1. A Few Good Men coming in at number 4.
Find 3 better than that.
Chinatown, number 3.
I don't think I've seen that.
Chinatown. You need to see it, Dawson.
Wasn't Chinatown is the movie that the guy that produced The Godfather, didn't he follow up with Chinatown?
Yeah.
Lucius wasn't in that show
sir.
We watched?
Yeah. The nope. Offer.
Like the, yeah,
great
the offer.
Show.
The Miles Teller's character.
Yes,
what a
sir.
Badass. You go from The Godfather to Chinatown?
Come on, man.
That's incredible.
Who else is in that Chinatown?
You've got Faye Dunaway and John Hudson. Number 2 is The Shining.
Can't Honey, stop The Shining. Home.
The Shining is wild.
But here's Johnny. Mm. But number 1, the best Jack Nicholson movie is indeed... One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to argue. I mean, that movie is insane. And the
is
more
that where Nurse Ratched was from?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we watched that in film class, like my senior year of high school. It was great.
Was Little Shop of Horrors the movie? You said it wasn't Jack Nicholson, Lucia, so it wasn't Little Shop of Horrors. But somebody texted that in, and that did
happen. Oh, Little Shop. Go be a dentist.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Seymour. Please, Seymour. Oh,
suddenly, Seymour. So a lot of people texting in, of course, Batman, A Few Good Men, The Departed. Those seem to be the favorites on the text line. But, hey, Jack's got quite the repertoire. Is he still going to the Laker games?
Yeah, I'd say he's most famous for that. And I don't know. I haven't heard that he stopped. And I think that'd be significant news if he had. You know, maybe if he had stopped because it was obvious LeBron and AD weren't going to do Jack squat together. He's back now. I would imagine Luke could bring him back as long as he's able-bodied.
Mm.
That'd be my thought, Woolchuck.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Woolchuck's top 10 at 2:20.
Looked like it was 2023 was the last time he popped out at the Lakers.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, so he gave up his seats.
Damn.
might have a situation on his hands where he doesn't want to be seen or can't get around too good.
Oh, 2024, Jax returns to Lakers playoff game.
He's back.
Against the Grizzlies. Okay, there we go.
Good health.
Wow, yeah, he looks insane on that sideline. He looks insane he on that sideline, bro.
Probably still getting after it, though. Yeah.
I did just see from 93.7, the Fan in Pittsburgh. They had just had Charles Robinson on, and so they followed up with him, and they asked about Jerry's comments. They said, do you think the Cowboys are trying to trade for George Pickens? And Charles just said, I think George Pickens is available.
Yeah.
Maybe that is a name that we need.
Yeah.
Brian's got five names to consider that his gang says might fit the bill, as Jerry Jones says they're working on two substantive moves that could happen before or after the draft. And so we're on watch here. Maybe the Cowboys team building isn't done yet. All right. NFL Draft Big Board Report coming up next. We're back with the latest mock drafts and buzz going into Thursday's round one next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thank you very much. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for an NFL Draft Big Board Report. And it's a great time to remind you our Path to Draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers, and you can join us all at one of the area Pluckers locations Thursday night for our draft night parties. Calvin Watkins ripped a 7-rounder today, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because he went in round one the same place you did today.
Oh, he took the wide receiver. I mean, excuse me, the cornerback, the Michigan corner.
Will Johnson there at 12. Yeah. What were you guys thinking here?
I'm trying to do my very best to put myself back in that place, to quote the great Jerry Jeff Walker. I'm trying to put myself back in that place. And
he's bounded down?
No, it was talking about being back in London.
There you go.
When you're down on your luck and you ain't got no. So I can sing me Jerry Jeff Walker songs. But anyway, I was trying to kind of put myself in like, okay, what would they do? Not what I would do. Because I'd take Simmons and I would, you know, I'd kind of figure out other things.
Trade up for Genty.
Yeah, I'd do. You're right. Might trade
get a little weird.
But I just think that to me that they're going to, I took the premise that McMillan is going to be gone. So I tried to create the worst situation for me with him. Like, okay, Genty goes at 5, McMillan goes at 6. Oh, wow. I was sitting there holding for McMillan here at 12. How much do I really, really love Golden? You know, and on my stack, is there a great deal of depth between Golden and then between McMillan and Golden? And who are the players in between there? And I just, my gut's telling me that they probably got Will Johnson up there. They probably have this corner. You know, they talked about it today. Shoddy even brought it up. I really appreciate it. I think it was Kyle Yeomans.
Yep.
Asked the question about length because somebody asked me a question about why would they take Barron? And I said, because he's not long enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard, like I say, I heard Shoddy's explanation, I was hoping to get Will's explanation of that. But it just seemed to me that they would fall in love with a guy like that.
Like Will Johnson, cornerback Michigan?
Yeah, 6'2".
They're not going to mind his lack of speed?
They're going to...
Or lack of 40-time running?
I think they like it. They think he's got fluid hips and can move well.
Yeah, see, to me, I question that. I don't think they do. This Will Johnson has never ran a 40-yard dash in high school, college, and now the pros. Just his whole life, he's never run. He might not know how to run a 40-yard dash.
But he plays fast because of how athletic he is, as long as it's not long speed that you're looking for.
The thing about it is you could play him off and he'll react and, you know, but he's been banged up. I mean, he missed this year with, you know, with some issues.
Yeah,
and
he's got lower extremity problems.
Yeah, so to me, but I could see them making a pick like that.
But 2 years ago, 7 interceptions. And you're right. When he plays off coverage, he can close downhill. He's really good at reading the quarterback. He's smart. The issue to me is when you watch him turn his back to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then that's where, you know, where's the ball?
Yeah. Not enough awareness there.
Sometimes.
Okay. But we do know the Cowboys like taking corners in the first round. In the second round, Calvin Watkins went with Travion Henderson, the running back from Ohio State. That would be exciting.
That would be a blessing if he's there.
Okay. And then in the third round, the guard from Georgia, Tate Rutledge.
Yeah.
Do you think he could be a plug and play guy for considering what the Cowboys have at right guard?
I think it would be really, really close on him. The problem that I have with Rutledge, I think he plays with all the power that you want a guy to play with. I just think to me, though, that he might be just a little bit too big. When it comes to the mobility stuff, Zach, am I off base here with that? Like, he gets movement through mass.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a mauler.
Yeah, he will maul you. But I just wonder how well he really hits in space.
Yeah, because he can get a little top heavy, and then he leans in the blocks, and that's going to cause him to get off balance. But he definitely could compete to start at right guard.
Yeah. One of my lines in my notes, Dawson, was don't need to ask him to do much in the way of pulling or playing in space. That was one of my lines in my notes here.
Okay, it is an NFL draft big board report. I love the topic of Shador possibly being on the boards when the Cowboys are sitting there at 12. Is this the expectation at this point for you guys? Do you believe Shador is going to make it to where the Cowboys are sitting?
I have enough people telling me that the Giants are not going to take a quarterback when they're picking, and the Saints aren't going to take a quarterback. Now we'll see how much. If the Saints might take a quarterback, but it might not be Shador. It might be Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I know Schefter's been in on that. Like they like Dart a lot. I think a lot of these teams want to take the quarterback, but it's can we move back or do we move back into the first round or do they end up falling to the top of the second? I don't think it's in the top 10 right now outside of Cam Ward.
I mean, if you don't love the other players that are available, I think you're 1 to 3 years away from moving on from Dak. You know, and I don't know the next time you're going to be sitting here with a chance to pick in the top half of the first round. It might very well be next year with better quarterbacks on the board. Maybe you want to take your best shot at building around Dak right now, but it's another injury. It's the other side of 30. You know me, right now I'm thinking, hey, let's create an awesome offensive line that can give him great protection and pave the way for a run game. Let's get an awesome running back in there and a second wide receiver. But if instead they decided to say, let's take Shador Sanders here, and next time Dak is hurt, we're going to find out what he can do in the NFL. Until then, he's figuring it out. That would be really exciting to me. You know, you just don't get opportunities to take guys that, you know, were that accurate in college.
I think we're going to have a potential replay of the Johnny Manziel situation, that Jerry is going to stand up and he is going to make Schottenheimer or Will or Steven say, no, Dad, we're not doing this.
This is probably the situation where you decided, hey, we need a backup plan for Tony.
Yeah.
Now, you took Dak in the fourth round.
Right.
And in that year's...
You tried to move around, get Connor Cook and... You were trying
to get a first round quarterback.
Trey was so upset that they didn't trade back up to get Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that was the year you took Zeke though, right? So you did at 4 have a chance at taking maybe not
story pick 135.
You could have moved up for Goff or Wentz or something like that. I don't know, but I think that is going to be a lot of fun Thursday night with the Cowboys on the board if Shador is there. That's definitely one of those huge tune-in moments. Cowboys EVP Stephen Jones, when asked about Micah's contract situation today, says it comes with the territory. Right now there's a difference in what we feel is the right number and what he feels is the right number.
He took a shot across the bow, too, at the agent community of the world, too, because the question was asked in a really good way about, hey, listen, it could be their fault, too. And he's like, absolutely, it could be, you know. So yeah, agents and the Joneses are kind of at the impasse right now. Agents really don't have anything to do. Agents just can kind of wait because they know the Cowboys will eventually get them what they want.
You say here's the number, and until the Cowboys actually stop capitulating in the end, they're too predictable.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, we want a team friendly deal if you want it now. And if you're asking for a lot, then you're going to have to wait until the actual deadline, and then we're going to give it to you. They still have given way more to any quarterback to Dak than any other quarterback has gotten, And I don't know how many years that's going to happen, but they did the same thing with Zeke, right? They cave. They lack credibility. They are the horrible poker player at the table that everybody has massive tells on right now, and it's making them entirely too predictable. The other thing, the big part of it, though, is they're unwilling to move on from their stars if they drafted you, and the agents know that fact. Like, you're not moving on from us. You're not even going to consider it. If suddenly they would trade a Micah Parsons in a situation like this, I think suddenly their negotiating stance at the table would have a lot more credibility. But until they do that, they are the cavemen. The best thing Jerry Jones said today is his wife Jean cried when the Mavs traded Luka. I thought that might have been AI Jerry when I clicked it, but it was the real deal. Said she's a huge fan of this basketball team. And then apparently
they got really good seats.
Yeah,
they do. They have really good seats at the games.
Apparently, Gene was quite a hooper back in the day. Made 17 consecutive free throws in a high school state championship game. Clutch. She went fully D-Wade.
That's pretty clutch right there.
One afternoon and
took it to the paint. Got some foul calls.
Arkansas, probably in Little Rock, one afternoon in a gym with the state championship on the line. Gene Jones was just sawing them one after another.
Kicking ass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't foul her anymore if it was me. They were probably getting her the ball so she could get fouled. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine.
That's clutch, man.
Yeah. That is huge. That's something that, I'd be bragging about myself. 17 straight in a state championship game.
Impressive.
Okay. For the Cowboys, there are four potential wide receivers that could all be the best guy in the class. This is like a Ruggs, a Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson type of situation. McMillan, Golden, Egbuka, and then Luther Burden, Missouri. That's the guy Dez likes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you rank him, Brian?
I have Hunter, McMillan, then I have Burden, then I have Egbuka, then I have Golden.
Where was all the Golden hype from last week? It seemed like for about 10 days, the rage was the Cowboys are going to take Golden.
I think to me that it was, he is different than what they have. There's a guy that has that playmaking ability with speed, with big time speed. And I think that's where all of a sudden they were going to sell us the idea, and we really didn't hear it today. We didn't hear anything about Mingo and things like that. But he's completely different from what they have, type of player. And that's why I think there was a lot of buzz about him.
I think when they try to sell me on Jonathan Mingo, that's more offensive than Nico trying to sell me that defense wins championships.
Borderline. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we did a Love of the Star episode a couple months ago. I forgot Jonathan Mingo was even on the team. Bit forgettable, if you ask me. And that's a fourth-round pick. And I hope that he ends up panning out. He has not had good quarterback play. But Egbuka just kind of fills, in my opinion, everything they've talked about. You're talking about trying to build a culture. That is a leader. He's done everything the right way. I think he's NFL-ready today. I think he's one of the safest picks in the draft. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he can do in terms of after the catch. He's not just a possession receiver. I think he can play all three spots. I think he's getting kind of pigeoned as like he's a slot-only guy because that's really what he did a lot at Ohio State, but he can play outside. I'd be looking at the Egbuka route if you don't get Teteroa McMillan.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. 1 hour down, four to go. Our change is coming for the Rangers lineup. Let's set the agenda here. Pre-game tonight, 8:30, as they'll visit the A's with the first pitch shortly after 9 o'clock, and we're back with sports here with you. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.